Like some alchemist, Yeats transformed the base stuff of his life into the gold of poetry. And like the best of magicians, his final act may have been to disappear altogether. Before his death in France in 1939, W.B. Yeats wrote his funeral arrangements in verse, commanding publicly that he be buried in Sligo. But Yeats could not command history. The outbreak of war in 1939 made it impossible for Yeats's body to be brought home. But true to form, behind the curtain of the international stage lay a more human story concerning the whereabouts of Yeats's remains. Perhaps Yeats, now a god of literature, looked down upon his own state funeral. While he lived, he could never escape his body, its desires and frailties. It kept posing questions of him. Maybe it's fitting it leaves us with a question, decades after he died.